So let's go to our study in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 18. We've been steadily working our way through this gospel. The immediate audience is a man named Theophilus, a Gentile, and Luke is writing to give confidence and bolster the faith of Theophilus. He is proclaiming what Jesus said and what he did. Those were priorities. Those were what he was focusing on in communicating. And of course, he's doing so under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And by the way, that's what sets the Bible apart. And that's why we can trust it and we can preach it with confidence, because this is God's word. Last time we were together, we talked about, or we looked at this parable of two men, a Pharisee and a publican, verses 9 through 14. And so you remember that there's two different people on two sides of the spectrum. And which one are you? Which one are you most like? And the lesson, of course, of being humble. He that exalts himself shall be abased, verse 14, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Jesus speaking to Pharisees who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and they despised others, verse 9. So tonight we come to a slight shift as far as the audience per se. This verses 15 through 17 seems to now focus back on the disciples. And just keep in mind, when we hear disciples, so often we think of the 12. But when we're reading through the Gospels, more often than not, disciples is a more general term of followers of the Lord. Those who are eager to hear what Jesus is saying and teaching, they're leaning in, they're not despising and trying to trip him up, but really just wanting more, wanting to learn. The 12 would have been included in that crowd. There are times, though, when it is specifically the 12. So, verses 15 through 17, it brings back to our mind the subject of the kingdom of God. And that is something that the Lord addressed in chapter 17, in verses 20 through or 19 through 21, and that's the last time he directly addressed the kingdom of God, but this is a very important point and topic of his ministry, as he wants people to understand what is the kingdom of God, and how do we become a part of it. So, the kingdom of God is something that the Lord has spoken of as he is the king, and he has said in chapter 17 that it is near, it is within you, and now he's going to make an illustration using a child. So as we go through this tonight, I'm gonna hold my little daughter here, all right? My wife says, oh, good, huh? All right, so this is Evangeline, or not Evangeline, oh my stars. This is Faith. Yes, is this Evangeline? No, this is Faith. All right, so Faith Elizabeth is, how old are you? You're not going to talk to me, huh? She honestly has never told me how old she was. What's your name, Faith? Faith? She has never actually said her own name. Where's Mama? You know Mama? Where's Mama? There's Mama. Yeah. Now, I never did this with any of my other kids. So you get to be, here's a special privilege for you. Now, you notice how she's kind of hanging on to me. She's comfortable with me, isn't she? Where's your daddy? Yeah. Am I your daddy? Why are you hiding? One thing that Faith has done is she has this thing, like you see here, when she feels like she doesn't like the people that are around or the situation, she will bury her head into our shoulder or into our legs if she's down. She'll often just crawl behind my legs just so that there's a separation. She feels secure there. I mean, she's looking for that safety, right? Yeah. You're getting comfortable? Now, you know, Faith gets wounded sometimes, just so you know. She had a little fall. And you know what happened when she fell? It was a horrible situation for her because she was not able to control it. She lacked the ability to balance herself, and she fell, and she fell hard. And what's fascinating is as well, she couldn't nurse herself. She couldn't take care of the wound. She needed somebody else to take care of her wound. You know, my family, I have 9 children. And in our family with 9 children, and then a mom and the dad, Faith is the youngest. Therefore, she's the smallest. Faith takes up the least amount of space, often will make the most amount of noise. But she gets a lot of attention, don't you? Now, as we look at this gospel account with Jesus, we read in Luke 18:15, "And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." Huh. Children. As you look at this account, remembering where it is in the Gospel of Luke. This is also in Matthew. This is also in Mark. So it's in all 3 of the synoptic Gospels, the Gospels that chronicle most closely Jesus' ministry. Or I should say they parallel each other. Now, with it, but Luke is different in that the preceding section is not about marriage, like it is in Matthew and Mark, but rather it is the parable that we just studied between a Pharisee, right? A Pharisee who exalted himself and a publican who was low, humbled, and abased. The subject was prayer. And Jesus was making a point about prayer and about coming to God in humility, about who is justified and declared righteous before God. And so now Luke, after this it being the introduction, brings us as readers to this point where now we see children. This word infants is good. It's a good translation in here because this is literally means a very small baby, even could be one yet in the womb. So this is a very, very young child. And Matthew and Mark use a different word for this. They use the word for little children. So I'm going to use that term, little children. And so we have little children who are being brought to Jesus. So picture this. Jesus in a moment probably of a law, maybe between his times of teaching, and some parents and begin to bring up their small children. And as they're doing this, the disciples intercept and they turn them away. Now, you could stop and you could say, well, why would they do that? I mean, hey, we look at this and we say, we're good Christians. We would never do something like that, right? I mean, we wouldn't want to turn children. But you know what? We have hindsight. We've already read this story, right? We already know what the resolution is about this. But these people are bringing their young little children to Jesus. Why? Well, the text tells us that he would touch them. There was this understanding that Jesus was somebody special. And when you put all the texts together, you realize that their motive is they want him to touch them, they want him to bless the children, they want him to pray over their children. Luke focuses on this act of touching them. So these people are bringing their children because they understand that Jesus is someone very special and they desire his touch on their little ones. Now, we're not told exactly how the little ones are accept Jesus or what it's like, but they are being brought to him. Notice, again, the little ones are being brought, which emphasizes what? How small, how much need they had for in their own life for help and assistance. But the disciples, oh, no. Jesus' time and attention needs to be focused on people who have some merit. On some people who have some really good, deep questions that Jesus can take some time to explain. So Jesus can resolve some issues. Or, Jesus, can you heal this person over here? We don't have time for the interruption of the little ones. Wow. What's Jesus going to do with that, right? What's he going to do with that? I'm going to go back to Mama. Go back to Mama. Okay? What does Jesus do? Jesus calls them unto him. We're not sure who the antecedent is for them, but it sure seems like it would be the children and those who brought them. And he calls them unto them and said to the whole crowd, suffer little children to come unto me. Do not hinder, permit them to come unto me. Let them come. The disciples rebuked them. Jesus turns right around and rebukes the disciples. This is an important point for him. He's not missing this teachable moment. Because these disciples are 11 men who are going to be used by God to launch the church and the gospel around the world. And they need to get this point. They need to understand about the kingdom of God and how you enter into the kingdom of God. So that Jesus says, suffer them, permit them to come unto me, forbid them not. Two imperatives here, spoken with strong language to these disciples to emphasize this is important, you need to get this. Listen, for of such is the kingdom of God. When you see these little ones, these little children, the way they are, you need to get that. That's the way It is with the kingdom of God. Now, he continues, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." And so now what Jesus has done is he has just elevated. He has just made much of a little one. And what is he making much of? Not their cute little cheeks or their hair or how they toddle around or the coos, but he is making much of their nature as a little person. And the little bit that they have to offer of themselves. And I want to talk a little bit about tonight this understanding of little children. Why does Jesus use little children as the measure of one who can enter into the kingdom of God? What did the disciples know about little children that made this work as an illustration for these disciples and for this crowd? Here's a couple thoughts for us tonight. Keeping in mind that we're talking about entering therein into the kingdom of God. Keeping in mind that the kingdom of God is favorable, something that you ought to desire to be a part of, something that the Lord Jesus was presenting, if you will, to the people. Something that was talked about between Jesus and Nicodemus in John chapter 3, where Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. Talked about if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, if you want to see the kingdom of God, you need to be born of the Spirit. And speaking in a present tense form, this is something that is in existence. I mean, the Pharisees, remember, they were looking for that physical and political kingdom. And here, Jesus is presenting the spiritual reality of the kingdom that will one day be brought into full fruition before us physically on this earth. But listen, you got to understand this physical or the spiritual nature of the kingdom of God. What did the disciples know about little children? What makes this illustration work? Well, the disciples would have understand people, and we as well understand that little children have nothing to offer. So the kingdom of God is given and then received and not earned by personal merit. You'll notice here in this text that Jesus is saying, "Let the little children come unto me." There is no talk about their merit, about their offerings, their little purses that they're bringing, their tickets I purchased at the ticket booth so I can come and shake your hand. But no, these are little ones that are being brought to Jesus. They come with no merit of their own. There's not a resume that they unroll before him and saying, "Listen, hold me, pray over me, and bless me because this is how great I am." They have nothing to offer. I held my little baby, my Faith, as I hold her in my arms. What does she offer? I mean, what good works has she done to merit my holding her and holding her close? Oh, as we think of the kingdom of God, it's something that is given, it's offered, and then it's received. It's not earned by your personal merit. What else do we know about children? The disciples knew that the little children and their parents desired to be close to Jesus. You see, Jesus was special, not shameful. Jesus is comforting, not condemning. The kingdom of God is about being close to Jesus. In other words, Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we were talking about the kingdom of God here, right? If you got a kingdom, you're going to have a king. And Jesus is presented as the king. And as we look at throughout the New Testament, we come to the realization and understanding that Jesus is that King of Kings and Lord of Lords and will be physically presented before all the earth in the second coming on that great white horse in Revelation 19. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conqueror, victor. No one will overcome his power. These little ones, they desired to be close to Jesus. They understood him to be special. You see, they knew it was about him. Jesus is different than all of the others. Jesus was not just some person that tooted his own horn and was all about himself, but was an example of God's righteousness and love. And this was something that little children saw and understood as good. You see, children have a very simple mind. You either are good or bad. I can trust you or I can't trust you. And there's not much in between there. Now that changes as they mature, right? But with little children, you know, Faith trusts her mom and her dad. She trusts her older siblings especially because she recognizes there's this who they are and the relationships that's there. It's good to be close to us. Well, these little children, their parents, they wanted to be close to Jesus. The disciples knew that. They saw that. They had to turn people away, say, go away. But the people wanted to come to Jesus. Thirdly, so first of all, they knew the little children had nothing to offer. Secondly, there's a desire to be close to Jesus. Thirdly, they knew that the little children were vulnerable. The kingdom of God is about finding security in Jesus, not in self. Little ones innately rely on others. They rely on others to carry them where they need to be, where they need to go, to hold the hand, right? Isn't it special to walk and you hold the hand of a little one and your gait is slowed? And you're watching for where they're going to step, and you're guiding them. And they just go normally, right? Because they're vulnerable creatures, and they are in need of guidance. They are in need of those that they can trust. See, the kingdom of God is about finding security. And where do I find my security? So often, like we saw in the text, the Pharisees find security in themselves. The disciples are here acting like the security guards for Jesus. But these little ones are coming to Jesus because they know that they can find security in him. And so can we. So the little children had nothing to offer. They desired to be close to Jesus. They were vulnerable. Fourthly, they were lowly. They were considered unimportant in society. The kingdom of God is for the humble heart, mind, poor in spirit, Matthew chapter 5. Yeah, these little ones, they weren't the most important people in society. In fact, you know, you've heard that mentality, the idea of just keep them in the other room, keep them quiet, so we can do the important things with the important people. Now, I understand and realize that, you know, we got to do things and got to get things done and all of that, but Jesus' illustration here in using a little child is making the point of these are precious, precious creatures that he has made. They are lowly and they are humble. They are not, you know, in our societies considered very, very important at all. So, what do we do with all of this? How does this apply in our own hearts and minds? You know what? We can have such a tendency to make so much of ourselves, just like the Pharisee. But it was the publican that was beating his breasts and calling out and saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. He was humble. He who exalts himself shall be abased, but he who humbles himself shall be exalted. And right away, we're seeing some very humble little ones, right? They had nothing to offer. They just wanted to be close to Jesus. They're vulnerable. They're humble. And so let us rejoice in these truths tonight ourselves. If you've come to Jesus already, you've trusted him as Savior, just remember that the only way you come to him and enter into salvation is realizing these truths that little children can teach us to remind us every day. You come with nothing to offer. You've come with hands wide open because the kingdom of God has been offered to you. And what do? You receive it unto yourself. You remember that you, in coming to Jesus, that's exactly who you want to be with. You want to be close, and you want to be held by him and held close in his strong arms. It wasn't a Jesus that said, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Realizing, dear ones, that you are vulnerable and you are in need of security. And you will find that security and that protection and that guidance for life only in Jesus. And these little ones understood this, and Jesus wants to make that point and drive it home for these disciples, especially when around them so many were exalting themselves as the ones who had the answer. There is no shame in humility, for the way God thinks and the way Christ operates and the kingdom of God operates, it's about humility, not boosting your own self, about your own boasting, about how you can get the highest seat. Jesus goes over and over and over that principle with his disciples. And here, just with a little child, he is illustrating it for us tonight. You know, as I held my daughter here tonight before you, she didn't have anything to offer me to merit my love. In fact, there are times when she is not necessarily lovable. Yeah, she can be cantankerous and loud, but I don't have to go down that list because I do have a love for her. And you know what's fascinating? She knows it. She knows it. And these little children knew that Jesus was special. I'm holding my daughter, and you saw tonight, as I'm holding her, she wanted to be close to me. You were a threat. And so she buries her eyes, her face, into my shoulder, not yours, mine. She'll do it for mom, her mom. Yeah. Where do you go for comfort? Turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. So I'm holding Faith and I could have told her to hang on real tight and just drop my arm. You think she could have hung on very long? No. She could. She's not strong enough to hang on to me. I could say tonight after church service, Faith, go home. You think she's making home? It's pretty foolish even to think about that, right? She's a vulnerable creature. A vulnerable person. Made in the image of God. Of great value and a love that Jesus makes this point for us tonight. Humble. You sit around our table to eat. It's noisy. I try to have a dignified table. I try to teach manners. I'll stop there. But, you know, it's very rare that we will stop and turn our attention to the littlest one at our table. I mean, what does she have to offer in a conversation? What are we going to, what words can she say, right? Who are we listening to? Well, whoever can be the loudest, whoever can be the most boisterous, right? So all this, as Jesus takes these little children, remember his words, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. No wise enter therein. You gotta understand this. There's no other options if you want to enter into the kingdom of God. We need to get this. We do well to learn from this. And so, little children, as you see them around, may their little lives be reminders of you tonight, to you tonight, and wherever you go. That's the way Jesus says that's how you enter into the kingdom of God. I don't come my own personal merit. But I come to be close to Jesus. I come to find security in Jesus. I come humbly. Lord, I thank you for these lessons that we can learn. And I do thank you for children. I know, Lord, that our society has horribly failed in the value of children. But your word helps us to see their value and importance. And so we as Christians, Lord, we see their value. And you know what, Lord? We need to be teachable and learn. Thank you for challenging our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.